Social isolation is an issue on the rise in the United States, with more and more youth, disproportionately young men, choosing not to integrate themselves into society. The phenomenon, dubbed by psychologists as failure to launch syndrome, is when young adults refuse to make the transition into adulthood by taking on responsibilities or, in some cases, even finding work. My name is Emily Molly, and you're watching Subverse News. Before we go further, make sure you check out our articles on Minds.com and Medium, where we cover topics like this and more. If you want to support the work we're doing, you can donate over at PayPal, Patreon, or Subscribestar. All those links are in the description. Psychologists have explored the effects of the psychosocial moratorium used to describe the societal acceptance of the extension of childhood, which in this case is the lack of autonomy and lack of acceptance of responsibility, which extends through higher education, sometimes lasting close to a decade. In some cases, that deviates even further. When young adults stay at home, they often don't contribute financially or search for a career, sometimes withdrawing from society even further. These traits quickly compound with unrealistic goal setting, blaming others for their situation, and lack of motivation for change, which psychologists cite as the main reason why failure to launch solidifies. Author and clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Hendrickson notes that this problem appears to be on the rise, stating, "No matter the culture or the label, failure to launch cases are mostly, but not all, young men. Numbers indicate that the problem is increasing. Indeed, in 2014, over 7 million men ages 25 to 54 were neither working nor looking for work, up 25% from 10 years prior. And while the stereotype of a basement-dwelling man-child evokes labels of loser, dropout, or other unflattering descriptors, the phenomenon is more complicated than simplistic labels might indicate. Psychologists and other experts disagree on what the exact conditions are that aids towards the fostering of this mindset. Many believe that the economy, the unwillingness to take on education debt that can't be paid off, decreasing rates of marriage, and the number or types of jobs available contribute to the decrease in social interaction among mostly young men. The only common feature that seems to be pervasive throughout the entire issue, according to experts, is stalling or delaying or refusal to participate in adulthood. While this phenomenon is relatively new to the United States, countries like Japan have been facing similar circumstances taken to even further extremes. In 1978, a researcher named Yoshimi Kasahara became the first person to describe the issue. Kasahara observed individuals with anxiety so extreme they became shut-ins, not leaving their rooms. He described it as withdrawal neurosis, but many in the public referred to it as hikikomori, which roughly translates to pulling inward. Hikikomori is commonly described as a culture-bound syndrome where the affected individuals, almost exclusively males, were unwilling to participate in the arduous culture of the common salaryman, preferring to avoid society and stay socially isolated instead. By 2003, hikikomori became so much more common that it forced the Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare to publish a 141-page white paper, further defining the condition. The Japanese Cabinet Office has stated that the problem has reached the point where there's an estimated 541,000 reported cases of hikikomori in individuals between the ages of 15 to 30, with estimates of 1.55 million people on the verge of withdrawal neurosis. There are growing fears that the number is still rising. These numbers contribute to what is known as the 2030 problem, which refers to many with the condition getting older and approaching their 60s. This issue happens when they have no family to support them, which makes it harder to reintegrate into society. Additional fears stem from, as more people withdraw from society, there may be a broader impact on Japan's economy. Earlier this year, a survey by the Japanese government found that more than 600,000 Japanese people between the ages of 40 and 64 are living in total isolation, which is considered 6 months without societal or social interaction with anyone other than relatives. According to Nikkei, the December 2018 survey sampled 5,000 households comprised of at least one member aged between 40 and 64. Of the 3,248 households that responded, 1.45% had shut-ins, a large number who cited retirement as a trigger for withdrawal, followed by those who had trouble with relationships or were ill. Approximately 50% of the hikikomori say that they have been living that way for at least 7 years, while 6% answered 30 years or more. According to Japanese newspaper The Mainichi, Japan's cabinet office is developing a system for shut-ins under the age of 40 and for youths who are refusing to attend school through social networking services, or SNS. The cabinet office wants to use SNS to foster an environment where people are more likely to open up about their issues. Consultation counters are set up at local governments across Japan, but in many cases, shut-ins can feel hesitant about visiting such places or telephoning them. The cabinet office aims to use SNS to create an environment where more people are likely to share their troubles. Seeking to extend the use of the system nationwide, it will adopt the program on a trial basis at several municipalities as early as this autumn. Some solutions have come in the form of nonprofits, such as New Start, who has volunteers that visit hikikomoris at their homes. The organization states that it can take up to 2 years to get some cases to leave their houses. Naihiro Kimura, a founding editor of Hikikomori News, a publication specifically for individuals with the condition, states that the problem lies in the stigma surrounding the ailment, saying, "From my experience, you cannot get out of hikikomori situation unless you recognize yourself, and it is necessary to have outside family human relationships in order to bring back healthy mentality. I wish the right understanding of hikikomori grows worldwide." A culture-bound syndrome is something that happens within the borders of a specific overarching culture. However, now hikikomori has been recognized in the United States, and while the American version has its own distinctions, there are many underlying commonalities. America's hikikomori is comprised of a subset of individuals who are not in education, employment, or training, often referred to as NEETs. According to a 2015 Pew Research study, there are about 10 million NEETs in the United States, although there is a statistical breakdown into different subcategories within the NEETdom. One Carnegie Mellon University professor, Simon DeDito, broke down the math, stating that of the 10 million NEETs, there are close to 700,000 involuntary celibates, also known as incels. Alan Teo, a researcher on the subject, was contacted by the mother of a 30-year-old man referred to as Mr. H, who was evidently suffering from the ailment. Teo described Mr. H, saying that he wore a leather jacket that reeked of cigarette smoke, had mangy hair, didn't shower, and had long fingernails. During the first and most severe year, he remained within a walk-in closet, ate only ready-to-eat food, did not bathe, and urinated and defecated in jars and bottles. While tests run on Mr. H showed that he exhibited comorbid traits consistent with schizoid personality disorders as well as obsessive-compulsive personality disorder, a variety of inventories conflicted with the initial assessments. Mr. H simply claimed that his reclusiveness came from the fact that he did not want to be a part of the world. Teo wrote a report on another 18-year-old subject with the International Journal of Social Psychiatry, stating that for the last 2 years, he had hardly left his room, spending 23 hours a day behind its closed door. He eats food prepared by his mother, who leaves trays outside his bedroom. He sleeps all day, then wakes up in the evening to spend his time surfing the internet, chatting on online bulletin boards, reading manga, and playing video games. Alan Teo could not specifically define how many of the 10 million NEETs would actually be defined as hikikomori cases. Since hikikomori is not designated in the DSM-5, experts have a hard time pinning down exact details and defining it in a personality inventory. In any case, young American men are beginning to fall into the trap at unprecedented rates. Intelligencer reported on a young man named Luca, who lives directly outside Charlotte, North Carolina. The 21-year-old will only leave his room to buy cigarettes and spends most of his time on sites like Reddit, gaming, or watching anime. To Luca, the choice not to interact with the outside world is empowering. He says, "There is no a-hole boss in my room standing at my door going, 'Wash those walls for 6 hours, then you can take a 15-minute break by laying in your bed.' It's the opposite of a prison. It's freedom. There's no one in here but me. I can do whatever, whenever. Going outside is a prison, but this room is clarity." We're going to keep our eye on psychology and mental health issues and give you further updates, so stay tuned here and check out our articles on Minds.com and Medium. You can also find those articles in podcast form on most major podcast platforms. This Friday, the Subverse News team will be hosting an interactive live stream on our main channel where you can ask us questions and hear us talk about the news. If you want to support the work that we do, you can donate to our PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. You can also buy Subverse gear from our Teespring shop. All those links are in the description. You can also help us grow by leaving your thoughts in the comments and sharing our videos. Also, Subverse is sponsoring a live event in the Philadelphia area on August 31st with speakers from a variety of perspectives talking about important issues. To get tickets and more information about who's speaking, visit irl.minds.com. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.